Welcome back, Deep Divers. This time, we're going to take a close look at the latest update from Wishroom School, straight from the superintendent's desk.
Yeah, these weekly emails, they're a treasure trove, you know?
Yeah.
They give us a real glimpse into what's happening at Wishroom.
Absolutely. It's like we get to peek behind the curtain and see what the superintendent thinks is important enough to share with the whole community.
Exactly.
And this week's update is pretty packed. I mean, did you see the part about the AI Innovation Summit? Wishroom sending the superintendent A&D another staff member. Gotta mean they're taking AI seriously.
No doubt about it. Seems like a lot of schools are just dipping their toes in the AI waters, but Wishroom's diving right in.
That's a great way to put it. And they're not just talking about AI in general. They're looking at some very specific applications. Like, remember that section on generative AI? That stuff blows my mind.
Right. The potential there is huge. Think about it, textbooks that adapt to each student.
Whoa, yeah. Personalized learning on a whole new level. No more one-size-fits-all approach to education. I mean, how could that even work at a school like Wishroom?
Well, think about the diversity of the student body. You've got students who are ahead of the curve, students who need a little extra help, students who learn best in different ways.
Right, right.
Generative AI could tailor lessons and assignments to each individual student. It could even adjust the difficulty in real time, you know, based on how they're doing.
That's incredible. But wouldn't that require, like, collecting tons of data on every single student? I mean, what about privacy?
That's a really important point. Data privacy is a major consideration with any AI implementation. Wishroom would definitely need to be super transparent about how they collect data, how they use it, and of course, make sure it's secure.
That sounds like something the whole community would need to discuss and weigh in on.
Absolutely. And Speaking of AI, did you catch that part about chatbots?
Oh, yeah. Intriguing, right? I was wondering if they might be thinking of using those to provide more individualized support for students.
Makes sense. Imagine having a chatbot available 24/7 to answer students' questions, give feedback on assignments, you know, even offer a little encouragement.
Especially helpful for students who might not feel comfortable asking questions in class.
Totally.
But wouldn't that run the risk of students becoming too reliant on technology? We don't want them to miss out on that vital interaction with their teachers.
You're right. We got to be careful there. It's about finding that balance, you know, using AI to enhance the learning experience, but not replace the crucial role of teachers.
It's a delicate dance.
It is.
Okay, so AI is definitely on Wishroom's radar, but they haven't forgotten about good old-fashioned community involvement. Remember that section about the community council and their work on infrastructure?
Yeah, that's inspiring. It's amazing what a dedicated group of people can do, fixing streetlights, getting those potholes filled.
Yeah, yeah, little things that make a big difference, especially in a small town like Wishroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not just focused on big projects either. They're having a bake sale to raise funds. Talk about classic community spirit.
It shows they're willing to roll up their sleeves and get things done. It's not just about talking about problems. It's about taking action.
Love that. And you know, that bake sale might actually tie into something else I found interesting. The update mentioned the modular buildings, you know, those extra classrooms they're adding.
Mm-hmm.
It says they need a special board meeting to approve something related to the buildings. I wonder if it's connected to this community involvement somehow.
It's possible. Remember, Wishroom has been struggling with overcrowded classrooms.
Right.
Maybe the community really pushed for these modular buildings. And now the board needs to iron out some final details before moving ahead.
It's like we're getting this little glimpse into the decision-making process.
I know. It's kind of like a puzzle, you know? Try to piece together what's happening behind the scenes.
Exactly. And speaking of puzzles, they also mentioned another special board meeting. This one's to approve. Well, it doesn't actually say what, just that they need approval for something. Budget issues, maybe.
Could be. Modular buildings aren't cheap. Maybe the initial cost estimates were way off. Or maybe there are some unforeseen expenses, site prep, utilities, who knows?
Makes sense. Or could it be zoning stuff? Schools have to follow all kinds of regulations when it comes to construction.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe they hit a snag with the zoning and need to get approval for something before they can move forward.
It's fascinating to think about all the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes into something that seems simple, like adding a few classrooms.
Right. Lots of moving parts.
Well, beyond the modular building mystery, there's a lot going on outside the classroom at Wishroom. That schedule of events is jam-packed. The Wagga food truck visiting, an eighth grade trip to Central WA University.
It's awesome to see how Wishroom is so much more than just academics. It's a microcosm of the community. You can see their values reflected in everything they do.
Yeah, the YGAP food truck definitely speaks to their commitment to taking care of their students' well-being, not just their education.
Right. And that eighth grade college trip. Smart move.
I was wondering about that. Do you think it's a regular thing for Wishram or something special for this class?
Hard to say from just the update, but exposing kids to higher education early on can be a game changer.
Yeah, even if they don't end up going to Central WA, just setting foot on a college campus can plant a seed.
Absolutely. Open up possibilities they might not have even considered.
And of course, no Wishram update would be complete without the basketball schedule. Cougars playing Perrydale this weekend. Big rivalry game, right?
Oh, yeah. Small town rivalries, there's nothing like them.
Can you imagine the energy in that gym? Fans going wild. It's more than just a game, it's an event.
Totally. Brings a whole community together, a chance to show their Cougar pride.
Okay, so we've got AI, community action, infrastructure challenges, college aspirations, even a little basketball rivalry. I think we've covered it all.
Well, there's one more thing. It's small, but I thought it was interesting.
Oh, what's that?
The superintendent mentions a possible snow makeup day.
Ah, yeah, it's February in the Pacific Northwest.
But it's not just the fact that he mentions it, it's how he phrases it.
Really? What did he say?
He says, if we have to cancel school for a day this coming week, we will have school on date. Pretty strong emphasis there. Like he's anticipating pushback from students about having to make up a snow day.
Interesting. He's not mincing words. Education comes first.
It's a subtle but powerful message about Wishram's commitment to learning, no matter what the weather throws at them.
So even a simple snow makeup day reveals something deeper about Wishram's values.
It does. Shows how carefully they think about everything. And that brings us to you, dear listener. If you were a student at Wishram, how would you feel knowing your school is exploring the future of education with AI?
Would you be excited? A little nervous, maybe?
Or maybe you're a parent in Wishram. What would stand out to you most from this update?
Would you be inspired to get involved with the community council? Or would you be more focused on that nail-biting basketball game against Perrydale?
Let us know. We'd love to hear what resonates with you, because the most insightful takeaways are the ones that connect with you personally.
So think about it and join us next time as we continue our deep dive into Wishram School. That whole modular building situation, it really is a mystery, huh?
It is like they're making progress, but then bam, this special board meeting pops up, and they're not saying what exactly it's about.
So cryptic. I was trying to think, could it be something simple? Like maybe they just need final approval on the design.
Ooh, that's possible. You know, Wishram seems like the kind of community that would want to say in what those buildings look like.
Right. They care about their school. So maybe it eyes about aesthetics. Or maybe it's something more functional, you know? Like maybe the location for the buildings turned out to be trickier than they thought.
That's interesting. Remember we were talking about zoning issues earlier?
Yeah.
Maybe they ran into a problem with the original spot. Underground utilities, setback rules. Who knows?
So maybe they need the board to approve a new location. That would make sense.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like we're real detectives here.
I know, right? It's all about piecing together the clues. Okay, but let's move on from the modular building mystery for a minute. There's a whole lot happening outside the classroom at Wishram.
Right. That schedule of events, they're busy.
The YGAP food truck visiting the school? That caught my eye. What a great way to support families who might be struggling.
Definitely shows they're thinking about the whole child, not just academics.
And that eighth grade trip to Central Washington University, do you think that's a regular event at Wishram?
Hard to tell, but it wouldn't surprise me. They seem pretty focused on preparing their students for the future.
It's such a cool opportunity for those eighth graders. Even if they don't end up going to Central, just experiencing a college campus can make a difference.
Oh, for sure. Opens their eyes to what's possible.
And then, of course, we've got to talk about the basketball game. Wishram versus Perrydale?
Oh, yeah, that's the big one. Classic small town rivalry.
I bet that gym is going to be rocking this weekend. Fans going crazy.
More than just a game, that's for sure. It's a chance for the whole community to come together.
So we've covered AI, building projects, food trucks, college visits, basketball rivalries. Is there anything else in this update we haven't touched on?
Well, there was one little detail that caught my attention. The snow makeup day.
Yeah, February in the Pacific Northwest, gotta be prepared.
It's not just that he mentioned it, though. It's how he phrased it. Like, if we have to cancel, we will have school on this day. You know?
Like he's already anticipating complaints.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think it's more than that. It's like he's making it clear Education is the priority. No excuses.
Yeah, I see that. So even a potential snow day tells us something about Wishram's values.
Exactly. Every detail matters. But now we want to hear from you, our listener. What stood out to you most in this superintendent's update?
If you were a Wishram student, would you be excited about the possibility of AI in your classroom?
Or maybe you'd be more interested in that community bake sale.
It's all about what resonates with you, what sparks your curiosity. So take a minute to reflect and get ready to dive even deeper into Wishram next time.
It's amazing, right? Just one little email and we've uncovered so much about Wishram School.
It's like we've taken a virtual field trip to Wishram. We've seen their classrooms, their basketball court, even those modular buildings that are still shrouded in a bit of mystery.
And for you, our listener, we hope you felt like you were right there with us, exploring every nook and cranny of this fascinating school community. Imagine for a second that you're a student at Wishram.
How cool would it be to know that your school is on the cutting edge of education, exploring the potential of AI to personalize your learning?
Or maybe you're a parent and you're heartened to see how much the community cares about the school, from fixing potholes to making sure every student has access to nutritious food. It really paints a picture of a place where everyone is invested in each other's success.
And even if you're not directly connected to Wishram, I bet you can't help but get swept up in the excitement of that big basketball game against Perrydale.
It's a reminder that no matter how big the world gets, those local rivalries still have the power to bring people together.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with a few thoughts to ponder. What resonated most with you about Wishram School?
What sparked your curiosity? Did you find yourself wondering about the implications of AI in education?
Or maybe you were inspired by the community's dedication to their school. Whatever it was, we hope it made you think a little deeper, explore a little further.
Because that's what these deep dives are all about.
Uncovering those hidden layers of meaning and sparking new conversations.
So until next time, keep those questions swirling, keep those connections strong, and most importantly, keep diving deep.